If history is any sort of guide with previous presidential assassination attempts, finding a solid motive for an assassin at this high of a level is oftentimes elusive. The man who attempted to assassinate Andrew Jackson in 1835 did so because he genuinely believed that he was a 300-year-old English king who was owed money that he felt Jackson was denying him. The man who successfully assassinated James A. Garfield in 1881 likely suffered from schizophrenia and believed that he single-handedly won Garfield the election by writing a small speech that was read by only a few hundred people. Teddy Roosevelt's attempted assassin in 1912 shot him because he believed that the ghost of the former president, William McKinley, told him to do it in a vision. While Ronald Reagan's attempted assassin in 1981 decided to shoot the president simply in order to impress a famous actress that he was infatuated with.